When I began writing this book, one of the things that was going on in my life and still is my father suffering from Alzheimer's, and he's currently in the fourth stage. I decided to dedicate the book to him, even though he can't understand or read what's in it. But I wanted to share with you the poem I wrote about him called The Man Behind the Mask. Looking into his often vacant eyes, I see a reflection of myself. Not that I am empty or vacant, but that his predicament at the end of such an accomplished life represents one of my greatest fears, to be lost and alone before death. Not that he is alone in the strictest sense of the word, because she visits him every other day, but rather that the progressive deterioration of dementia has left him lost to himself, unable to communicate either outwardly or inwardly, unable even to talk to God. Seeing you when I do, it reminds me of other lost and lonely times in my life. The pain and the understanding that these are feelings I don't ever want to revisit. Reminded also that time is limited, flying faster with each passing year. Family and friendships, what remains is not enough. And that in losing that, we lose our greatest source of joy and sense of being. I mourn for you while you still live, because other than one time, I never told you how much you meant to me, or thanked you for all of life's lessons you taught me without ever realizing you did so. But men don't show their emotions. Your legacy to me is not what you leave behind, but what you passed forward. We ride the last streetcar, combining history and charity. Holding your hand, we go door to door, collecting for United Way. Angels on concrete. Years later, after the divorce, what reawakened my heart was Christmas feeding the poor. The many rewards of charity, a golden thread around my heart. The lesson not unforgotten. Soon after, crushed by racing rails of steel on the way home from church, no one thought you would survive, and at the age of 4, I became but a thin shadow. Crying out in pain as you pushed to rehabilitate, walking on crutches, a piece of chain-link fence trailing behind you, tied loosely around your neck so as to remove rocks in preparation for seed. Your strength and determination to survive and rebuild yourself. The shadow gaining substance and strength to push to new limits. An unintended lesson learned. Lessons on fatherhood, too early to be learned. Many lost on me until it was too late, or nearly so. The joys of family, the sorrows, the rapture on earth. Time spent, the little things, significant in their insignificance. Fishing, scouts, baseball, cards with my friends. The relationship changed, father and friend. All my missteps could have been avoided. Lessons in faith. Lost until almost too late. How much easier life would have been if I'd taken them to heart. The bigger man realizes he controls little and learns humility in the promise of the asking. Prayer. Finally, it's not all about me, and I am freed of the burdens I could not control. Lessons lost, only to be relearned. That stubbornness passed forward too. Why did it dominate? I'll make my own mistakes. The intelligent mind, ruled by uncontrolled vice. How much time wasted in not learning by example. The learning comes slow, the lessons more painful in their ignorance. The stubbornness, a virtue as well, for in holding to your dreams and values, your life was made simple, uncomplicated, unlike mine. Lessons wasted. I can make my own mistakes. You tried, I'd slide. Now approaching twilight, the dawn suddenly breaks. But not every lesson you taught me was true. Grown men do cry, for I weep for the man behind the mask who will never again know the love, faith, charity, values, and family passed forward, or the gratitude of those left behind. My heart breaks for the man lost behind the mask, diminished but not defeated.